Yes, and the rubber bands are at the ready. We are going to film Rubber Band Boy in just a few moments' time and put it up on our Facebook, DubaiEye1038.com. But firstly, let me reintroduce my performers here for the Dubai Marina Street Festival, which kicks off this evening, running through to the 31st of March. We've got Lisa Lotti, who is, I'm just reading here, she bends it like Barbie with super stunts of flexibility and some seriously skilled hula hoop manoeuvres and a grand finale of the most dangerous hula hoop tricks you have ever seen. Yes, she's a contortionist artist, and great to have you here in Dubai, Lisa Lotti. We've
Thank
also
you.
Got George Orange from the USA, residing in Cardiff in Wales, here to the UAE for the first time. George Orange's unique solo style reflects his eclectic career, often compared to Mr. Bean, who uses circus skills to enliven his charming, mostly non-verbal visual show, captivating audiences of all languages and ages. We've also got here Ruben dot 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 from Australia. He defies gravity and death with acrobatic stunts and balances, and you should see him now. If only we had a camera on him now, what he's doing here in the studio. And yeah, so very, very accomplished performer there. And yeah, he what's this, with a one-handed balance 15 feet up in the air, concentration never looked so hard, something like that. Anyway, and then we've got the Rubber Band Boy from New Zealand, introducing the freakliest boy in show business.
That's a play on freakly and freaky.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the famous rubber band boy. So funny, he should have been twins. A master of rubber band eology and inventor of the human catapult, the largest rubber band you'll ever set your eyes on. The man or a monster, you decide. I think this is it, Rubber Band Boy. This
you want
is.
Me to do it?
Let's do it. Okay, let's see.
What's not written in there is I've actually got the Guinness World Record for the most rubber bands on my face.
So the most rubber bands on your face, not just on top of your head, but actually
wrapped
around your face.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I need all of you to help with this to create the visual for our listeners. So, Ruben's filming this. And
normally what would happen for as a street performer, we would get a slow hand clap, but I'm not going to do that today.
All right.
In the studio. I'm just going to go on natural response.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to take off the headphones.
So the headphones are coming off.
Yeah, okay. And Monster. I'll just give you like the greatest hits, kind of like the Eagles. Okay, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, here we go. So,
we don't want the B-sides.
That one there.
So he's stretching the bands,
piggy.
One's gone
on the nose.
Yeah, gone straight over the nose.
Check out the profile.
Yeah, it's a flat nose now, very flat, and you've got quite large nostrils, haven't you, when you've got elastic band stretching your nose back.
Yeah,
okay.
And then,
over years of doing this, I'm sure.
Now it's
a goggle. Ooh. It's like a goggle situation with a piggy sort of skeleton.
Yeah, so we've got elastic bands going round the ears. One
top lip, that one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, showing the gums. Yeah. Good gums. Yeah.
There's not much of your face left now.
That's only three. That's,
that reminds me of roast beef.
Yeah.
Okay.
Floss. I think I need to floss.
Yeah, it is a bit like that, isn't it?
Now that's
gone round the lower cheek and lip. This must be hurting, surely.
I'm quite used to it with this. this is five, and the Guinness World Record is 78.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
And you did 79? Oh, you did 78?
I've done the most I've done, but I couldn't pull it off in the actual Guinness show, which is in Milan, a TV show there. Couldn't manage to pull it off, but I have done 85.
My goodness, you're going to do one more for us or not?
Yeah,
okay,
excellent.
Go for it.
Snapped.
The dangers of the job.
What's that called in the trade?
That's pretty much what should have happened to the Beatles. Yeah. Okay. The band splits up. Right.
He's stretching that elastic band. It's gone round the head, round the back of the neck. He's pulling up his face.
So this is double.
And it's double whammy.
Really tight.
Oh, that's tight. Round the top of his head.
Yeah.
Do you ever choke when you do that?
I haven't actually ever choked. The scariest thing for me is when I perform outside quite often. Can you hear that?
I can hear you.
That's a rubber band on my teeth. I'm dribbling. Hold on. Scariest thing is just the wind changes in the show because I perform outside.
Yeah.
If the wind did change.
Just passing you a glass of water now.
Be careful.
You.
Now, is it? How long can you keep those on your face for?
Probably not too much.
No,
longer.
Okay. You're going to cut off the blood supply to his brain. Okay, yeah. Release yourself, okay, yeah. Rubber band boy. Take the pressure off, and let's see the marks left on your face. Ooh, ouch!
Another band.
That actually hurt.
Oh, my! And has your mother seen you do this, rubber band boy?
The whole family does it.
I thought you were the only one.
It's like a Christmas dinner sort of thing, yeah.
It's your party piece,
it's
is it?
Yeah, it's kind of like my grandfather did it, and then and slowly through generations and generations. My parents owned, and this is a true story, owned a stationery store in New Zealand. And so I was sort of surrounded by office products from a young age, so the things that I can do with an eraser or a
safety pin,
2HB or something like that,
paper clip is what I meant to say, not a safety pin,
paper clips, manila folders, whoa,
flip blue tack,
blue tack, totally.
Bet you can pull us some real stunts with
blue tack.
You haven't mentioned the staplers, which is, I'm glad you didn't go down that road,
because that could really hurt.
You've seen the act where they staple
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
So we're getting a little sense of the diversity of street performance that are here with you guys and what you do. Just fantastic, though, you know, really. So, Stuart, tell us who else is performing, because these are not the only performers.
This is just a small sample of what we've got.
The ones that you let out the asylum.
These are the ones we actually could trust on the radio, which is a scary thing.
I don't think I was supposed to be here, was it?
we've got over 20 performers from all over, so that includes the Italians, Senza Denta, who are like a walkabout babies, who do have a great act, Shandy, who's flying
walkabout
over.
Walkabout babies,
so we've got Shandy, who's just flown over last night. He's doing his Michael Jackson. Seen his Michael Jackson Covent Garden? Yeah. So he's bringing that. We've got so many.
So that'll be
Sam's coming over tomorrow. Who else have we got
Sam
here?
Sam Wells, yes.
Sam. What's Sam doing?
He's doing his roller bowler, I think.
What's roller bowler?
What does Sam not do?
Yeah, that's true. He's got about four acts, hasn't he? We've got really good music this year. So we've got Dennis Dove over from the States. He's doing his bucket drumming. Should I say that with a stammer? Live on radio. We've also got Daniel Warpole doing The Hang, which is very good.
What's that? What is it?
Hang is like
You can't just say it's good.
Hang is how do you describe a hang?
It's like a UFO-shaped drum, which is, it kind of you can compare a little bit to a Caribbean steel drum, but it's a very, very modern, recently invented instrument. And I think there's only a handful of people who play it in the world, so it's very special.
And what else have we got?
I saw the dudes from the Basque country last night setting up, and they've got like this collection of random bits of wood
and slate.
And they're on like these two saw horses like a carpenter would use. And then I was going like, what is this? And then they pulled out two sticks each, and just went for it. And I have never heard music like that. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, if I'm doing a show at the same time as them, then if you're in the crowd, come with me, because we're just going to go down and watch them. You don't want to watch me when they're on. Just go down. We can just leave and go and watch them. I'm really excited about them.
And what else have we got?
Lily La Scala.
Lily's doing her street opera show.
Oh, fabulous.
Which is lovely.
Nigel Blackstorm, if you
remember. Nigel Blackstorm. Nigel, yeah, of course. Really looking forward to Brian doing his performance of the heavy metal rock star. That is
With Nigel. Magic.
With magic.
Because I was watching a clip earlier of him.
It's kind of like Primal.
Magic.
So that's
Well, was it kind of like?
I kept thinking of the film that comes into my head.
Spinal Tap.
It's basically Spinal Tap kind of street show.
Right. Really, with magic and the music going on.
And tell me, who else have we got coming?
You got Bob at Large.
Bob. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic circus
he
artist.
He does rollerball a bit five high, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Absolutely insane
Nigel.
Skills.
Nigel.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Spin.
Oh, Mr. Spin. Incredible juggler.
Yeah.
On a zigzag bike.
Derek's flying in.
Derek.
What does Derek do?
Tango.
Oh.
Is he doing the twin tango?
Yeah, he
He's
is.
Doing
yeah.
The twin tango.
Awesome. Kiki and Amelia.
Kiki and Amelia. More hula hoops and balancing acts.
And what does Kiki do? He does the TNT show.
Yeah.
The TNT show.
And he's from Spain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so do you all know each other? You know, is it like a kind of circuit in the world of street performance that you just get to perform with each other at different festivals?
We're like one big family, really.
Totally. It is, eh? It's like walking into the hotel when I got here and knowing that Lisa and Ruben and George were going to be here, and then it sort of, I don't know, like Nigel Blackstorm, Magic Brian, I saw him in Canada last year and we were hanging out, and then I saw him this morning, he's just got here, and it's just like it is a big family, and like travelling constantly around the world has its ups and downs. Like, you know, it sounds great, airplanes and hotel rooms and stuff like that, but it's actually becomes really boring.
Airplanes, so great.
Yeah, I hate airplanes.
Yeah, when you travel so much.
Yeah, I've thought about getting really good at swimming and getting like a airtight case, and then I could just sleep on that in between, you know, like long distance swimming missions. But yeah, as far as the community goes, it's such a tight-knit, you know, and there's times when, you know, you're feeling a bit down or you're feeling up or whatever, and we're all there to sort of, you know, support each other through that. And, you know, the more years you end up doing this, the more people you meet. And it's really nice to have a family away from your birth family, I guess.
One of the questions that came in earlier is saying, what do your parents think of the job that you do?
What do the parents think?
Mm.
Go on, Ruben.
That's going back to that idea of is this a proper job, I guess.
I think my parents believe that I've got a proper job now, but they're both accountants, so it took them a fair while before they sort of came around. I don't think my mother's actually ever seen me do a show yet.
Really?
No, I don't think so. But my dad finally sort of came to the conclusion that I was doing really well because he was walking along a bridge in Melbourne, and I was doing a show and I was on top of this really big pole, and I'm standing up there and I look up and my dad is standing on the bridge overlooking. He goes, "Hi, son." And I just got the whole crowd to go, 1, 2, 3. Everyone say hi, Dad. And everyone turned around, "Hi, Dad." And I was like, yeah, look, I'm successful. Look at all these people doing what I say.
Lucky it wasn't your mum. Like, get down from there.
Yeah. What, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, you're just saying there, Stuart, that Ed Izzard, you know, yeah, the comedian and actor, he started out as a street performer, I think, in Brighton. He was from Brighton, wasn't
he? I think he's from Brighton, and then he went up to, because he wanted to do the Edinburgh Festival. So what he did was he did the first year, and I think he didn't do so well in the theatre shows and saw the street guys. Then he kind of got really into the vibe of the kind of the street theatre ethic, came down to Covent Garden, tried it there and honed it, and he still talks, and most of the older street guys know Eddie, and if Eddie's ever around, they always wave at him. And Eddie, I think last year, knocked out a couple of street shows in Edinburgh because he was around. So if he's around, he'll always do one just to get that kind of connection, because it's the only way to really connect to an audience when you're right up next to them.
Yeah, exactly. And for you, George, you've been compared to Mr. Bean. Are you comfortable with that? Do you like being compared to Mr. Bean?
I've been performing for a really long time, but I didn't know Mr. Bean until I moved to the UK, which was only 8 years ago. So, I sort of accidentally fell into this Mr. Bean sort of styly. I don't know who inspired me. My teachers inspired me. My clown teachers I learned in Mexico from a guy, Sigfrido Aguilar, and then Ronlin Foreman, and it was my teachers who inspired me, not big stars because I'm more interested in live performance. I've never even tried to do any television or films or anything. The interaction with the audience is what I'm interested in as an artist. And even though it's a lower bracket of cash, I make a living and I'm I'm a working class guy. My dad was an economist. somehow that
wow,
that economic thing brings you into this sort of weirdo land. So if you're an economist out there, look for your children to turn into weirdo.
And for you, Lisa, who's inspired you along the way?
I think I'm mostly inspired by... I can't really pinpoint it out to one person, but I get really inspired by watching great artists doing great shows. Not necessarily people doing hula hoops, but I love watching artists own a stage, and I love watching an artist look incredibly comfortable and very, very happy in and with what they're doing. And I think it all comes down to confidence, really. I get mostly inspired by people who are very confident and really love and enjoy what they do. And I look at that and it makes me feel like, well, that's what I want to do. So that really drives me.
And for you, Rubber Band Boy, is there a mentor out there for you that's doing more with rubber bands than you are?
It's not a huge market, that one, to be honest. As far as inspired, not, I couldn't really pinpoint it to one person. At the moment, it's I like to build crazy props. Sorry, I'm wandering. Like,
off the mic, away.
No, I'm back. The Inspector Gadget, when I was a young fella watching that, and I used to sort of build crazy contraptions, like figuring out how to rappel from a tree at high speed. One day I worked that out by tying my go-kart to with a piece of rope and then throwing the rope over a branch, and then I climbed to the top of the tree right by the branch and then tied it around my waist and decided just to jump out of the tree. And the weight of the go-kart would just slowly take me all the way to the ground, and I'd just descend like, you know, Superman landing. But I didn't work at it. I mean, these are the things with being a clown as well, that not everything goes according to plan. I only took it over one branch, so halfway down the tree I found my go-kart coming really high speed towards me, and was sort of dangling from a tree, bleeding.
And that inspired you.
And my parents lived on quite a big orchard, so I was there for a while. But yeah, my mum and dad would definitely agree, I'm not the sharpest tack, but I've got an imagination, and that's I guess what's
and it's serving you
keeps
well
me going. Yeah,
and you're all doing extremely well, and it's a real pleasure to have you here in Dubai for the Dubai Marina Street Festival.